Mitzas Choyvo. V'nema hocho Minchas Nedovo. If so, ma Minchas Nedovo. Tunen Hagosha. Just like the regular Minchas Nedovo needs Hagosha. Is that Minchas Choyvo? The same thing Minchas Choyvo. So Tunen Hagosha needs Hagosha. Rashi says Minchas Choyvo means Choyto. The I crowd Hagosha and Minchas Nedovo Ksiv. It says the word mincha by both, by minchas chayva, by chayte, by minchas nedovo. If so, if pipashtas, I will learn out that man minchas nedovo is tuna nagosho, is af minchas chayva is also tuna nagosho. If so, maybe no though, man le minchas nedovo shekain tuna shemun levoino. Maybe no, you know why you need the mitzvah nagosho by regular minchas nedovo, because you also have to put shemun and levoino on it. Mashen kain a minchas chayto, that does not have Shemen and Levoina, maybe there's no Mitzvah Sagosha. So the Gemara says, no, Minchas Seita Tachiyach, I bring you proof of Minchas Choyta. Rashi says, Shem Natuna Shemen Levoina, but the Tuna Hagosha, Kareem Lekamon, the Kuivu Levab is Minchas Seita Lagosha, it will have some Midrasha, the Minchas Choyta needs Hagosha. So again, since the Minchas Seita needs it, I would know in Svara, Minchas Choyta also needs it. So what do I need a Pasuk for? Gemara says, no, Mala mincha soito shekain tunu tenufa. That soito is different, it needs a tenufa. Mashenka mincha soito does not need tenufa. So maybe who did it does not need a gosher either. So Mas says, if so, mincha nedova tachiyach. This is learned from a regular mincha nedova. That even though there's no mitzvah tenufa, still there's a mitzvah hagosha. And therefore, v'chozer hadin, I return and learn back, that leroy zeh karoy zeh, this is not like that, this chum is not like that chumra. This chum is not like that chum. The chum that this has tenufa, the other one doesn't have it. This has shem levoina, the other one does not have it. If so, atzar hashem shavim. What's the common between both of them? She shavul kmitza. They all of them have a mitzvah kmitza. The shavul hagoshen is a mitzvah hagoshen of the mincha. If so, in svara afani yovim minchas chayto. I should say in svara who would in a minchas chayto also has to have a hagoshen to it. So what do we need a special pasuk for? There is a ma'isa kmitza being done, and the shrine is nechol. Is tishavu lem lahagosha? I would also say in svara that they need hagosha. Samora says no. Mali atar hashavu shabem shkein hukshru lovoi biosher kiboni. That doesn't make enough kmino. Whether you're rich or whether you're poor, you have to bring the same type of a mincha. Ma'ashenke this call this mincha tiyam of a mincha tchaita. Mashenkin is mincha or bonel of the urine. That if you're rich, you have to bring a korban. Only if you're very poor, you bring a mincha. Shalahuch shu lovoi bi yosher kiboni. That an osher does not have to bring this mincha. So this mincha is different. When an oni brings the mincha's chayta, it's different than a regular mincha of a nedava. So maybe you would not have to have the mitzvah of hagosha on such a mincha. Therefore, Talmud Leiva need a posik, es ha mincha. The posik says, es ha mincha, yes, a ribri. That even a minchas chayta, even though it only comes by noni, not by nosher, still when yoni brings this minchas chayta, there is a mitzvah hagosha. The mitzvah hagosha applies. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, the Heveso, the Pesach says, the Heveso, by the mitzvah of hagosha, by mincha, is the rabbi's mincha soyma lagosha. That even the mincha that's brought for the korban eimah, that's brought on the second day of Pesach, that also needs hagosha. So Rashi says that Tanakamo Leipolik, he doesn't argue on Reb Shimon, Elamad Dorashchode, they're making two different type of drushes. There's no machlokes, they both agree. Now the Gemara says on Reb Shimon that V'chein Weimer, the Pasuk also says like this, again, to be Ma'abah Mincha Seyma Lagosh, it says, V'Aveisim Eseyma Reshes Kitzurchem Elakayim. In other words, it says Loshna V'Aveisim by Korba Mincha Seyma. It says Loshen Vaveis over here by the mitzvah of Hagosha, Shimon Dashen is coming to include that the Minchas Eimer also needs Hagosha. Now the Gemara says, and when the Pasuk also says V'hikrivo over here, so Reb Shimon Dashen, the Rabbis Mincha Seita Lagosha comes to teach us that the Mincha that a Seita brings also has the mitzvah of Hagosha. V'chein Uweim, also we follow that the Pasuk says V'hikriv Ois Talam Isbeach. It says Loshin Vikriv by the Mincha Seita, and it says Loshin of Ekriva over here. So that's from Shimon's Rosh, that the word of Ekriva here is being Ma'abam, that even the Mincha Seita also needs Hagosha. So again, there's no Machlokes. That's what our Mishnah says. He's just explaining how does the Mishnah know it. Now the Gemara says, really, Vidinu, like I would know this in Svara. Really, it's a question, what do I need a pasuk for, Ribui? I would know it in Svara. Uma minchas choyta, sheina tuna tzlufa. Madacha mincha is brought by a choyta, by its own libyurid, by the oni. That is, mincha does not need a tunuf. You do not have to lift it up first. Still, tuna hagosha, we had already psukim. To be marbled, it has a mitzvah hagosha. It's a mincha soita, she a tuna tunufa. When a soita brings a mincha, that she has to make a tunufa, isn't it as far to say, she a tuna hagosha, that pshit without this ribui, a mincha soita, she need hagosha. So Mora says, no, I could say like this. Ma le mincha soita, she came bo chitin. Okay, maybe by a minchas choyta, a korponim comes from wheat. That's a choshiva mincha. Therefore needs hagosha. Mashenke minchas choyta that comes from barley, maybe by barley there's no mitzvah of hagosha. So Mora says, no, on this, minchas choyma tochich. I'll learn it out from minchas choyma. Minchas choyma also, that's the rachis. That's the chodesh of barley. And still we say, have the pasuk also that oimer needs hagosha. So Mera learning out Saita Mina Svara needs Hagosha. So Mera says, no, you can't learn out Saita from Oimer. Malin, Mincha Saimer, she came tone Shemin and Levoina. Mincha Saimer has Shemin and Levoina also. Mashenke, Mincha Saita does not. So maybe Mincha Saita does not need Hagosha either. So Mera says on this, Mincha Saita Tachiach, that Mincha Saita also does not have Shemin and Levoina, still it needs a mitzvah, it needs the Hagosha. If so, I would know Mina Svara, that a mincha seiter also needs this mitzvah of hagosha. You have to first bring it closer towards the mizbeach. And therefore, because of Rabin, I'll return and learn out that le roi zeh ke roi zeh, the chum you find here is not really the chumra, and le roi zeh ke roi zeh, would you find a special chum here, and each shaman levoina by the minchas oimer, that's not the milo, because the mincha seiter does not have that milo and still needs hagosha. If so, hafara shav shabem, what do we find common between them? She shovel kmitza, that these minchas have to have a kmitza, the shovel hagosha, and there's a mitzvah hagosha also. If so, afan yavi minchas seita, I will learn amin asvaram that a minchas seita needs hagosha. She shov so lehel kmitza, that a minchas seita also has to have a kmitza done to it, and the shirayim nechol. If so, tishav lehem lagosha min asvar, I would have said that a minchas seita needs hagosha. So Mar says, no, it's good what we need the pasuk. Because like it asks, Ma la tzara shavushim, you know what's common about these two, shekhen lehuch shu lovay kemach, that they don't come kemach like coarse flour. Tiyom ma mincha soita, but a mincha soita, shuch shu lovay kemach, will come in coarse flour. Does not have to be selus fine flour. And a mincha soita, or the other menachas come selus fine flour. A mincha soita is the only one that could come kemach, coarse flour. So therefore, min asvara would not be able to learn out a mincha seita from a mincha seima to say needs hagosha. Therefore, Talmud Leim, the pasuk says v'ikriva. That's what Shimon's Rosh. It says v'ikriva here. It says the word v'ikriv. By a mincha seita, the teacher that a mincha seita needs the mitzvah of hagosha. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says v'aveisa. When the pasuk says here v'aveisa, it's the rabbis mincha seita hagosha. He dashes the word v'aveisa. And needs a mincha seita. And he holds v'chein uaim, and the pasuk also says v'hevi yes korbono aleho. So therefore, in the word here v'aveisa, it comes to be ma'aber mincha seita needs the mitzvah of hagosha. Avo mincha soimer letzrich akro according to Rav Yehuda, a mincha soimer pshita needs hagosha. I do not need a pasuk to be ma'aber that. My time. What's the reason? Medina koasi. I can learn it from a svara. The what? The svara is like this. Oma minchas choyta. Sheina tuna tenufa. Tuna hagosha madach minchas choyta. It does not need tenufa. It does not have to lift it up first. Still, it needs hagosha. If so, minchas oima, the minchas bras, brought on the second day of Pesach again of Sarim, that's the chodesh that's matter the Sarim to the Mizbeach. She tuna tenufa. By the minchas oima, there is a mitzvah of tenufa. If so, din isn't the svara pshita to say she'etuna hagosha, that there should also be a mitzvah hagosha by the mincha soima. If so, I do not need a pasuk for that. It's a svara. I could ask, no, mal a mincha schoita, mincha v'chaita brings, it's something different. She'ekein bo chitin. That's more chosh, it comes from wheat. Mashenki, the Minchas Haima that comes from Bali, maybe there's no mitzvah sagosha. So on this I say, Minchas Soita Techiach. Like Rabbi Yehuda has a posse to be marbar that the Minchas Soita needs sagosha. So once I see even the Minchas Soita, which is made from Bali, needs sagosha, Pshita, the Minchas Haima, which even needs snufa, Pshita needs sagosha. I could ask, maybe no, Mal the Minchas Soita shekein bo levar oven. Maybe a Minchas Soita is more choshev, because it's coming to tell us clearly, like Edus, if she did a chet or not. We have this Isha, this Soita, we have a doubt whether she really lived with the man or not, so we make her bring a Mincha, and the Mincha will tell us, the Mavayir, whether she really did a chet or not. The Maskeres Oveni, there's a special posset that a Mincha Soita, like Maskeres Oven, is reminding us, telling us, whether she did the chet. So maybe therefore this Mincha needs Hagosha, but maybe Mincha Soita does not need Hagosha. So on this, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Minchas Choyta Tachich, okay? I'll learn it back from a Minchas Choyta. There it's not coming from Maskeras Oven. It's only coming from Kaporas Oven. But not from Maskeras, not reminding, it's not telling us if he did a chet or not. That Minchas Choyta, you know that he did a chet from before. And it still needs Hagosha. If so, who Adin and Minchas Oimer should also need Hagosha. And therefore I would say, V'chozer Adin, let's return and learn out that L'Roi Yizeh K'Roi Yizeh. Means there's chumra that you find in by Mincha Soita. The fact that it's Maskeres Oven, that's not what's going in the mitzvah of Hagosha. Because I find by Mincha Soita doesn't have that maila, it still needs Hagosha. Leroy Zeh, Keroy Zeh, I Mincha Soita as a chumra, it's chitim, but I find from Soita that's not what's going in the mitzvah of Hagosha. Therefore, Atzar HaShavu Shebhim, what's in common between both of them? Shekein Shavu L'Kemitza, all these monachas need Kemitza. The Shavu L'Hagosha, therefore, is the mitzvah of Hagosha also. If so, after the Yovim, Mincha Seimen, Tzvar also learn out, a Mincha Seimen also needs Hagosha. She Shav Sulehem L'Kemitza, is the Shavu L'Hem L'Hagosha. That since they're both coming, they both need a Kemitza, who are then they're both Shavu, that they also need a Hagosha. Now the Gemara says, my Perachto, what was the question we had before? My Perachto, Reb Shimon, what was Reb Shimon's question before? That Parachok, yes, like this. Mali, I thought, the reason why Reb Shimon didn't run out from a Savora, he had needed a posse, because Reb Shimon before asked the question, Mali, I thought, Shavu Shabem, you know what's common about this Sara Shavu, Shekein Mitzuyin, that they happen often. A Mincha Saita and a Mincha Saita happen often. Mashenk, a Mincha Saita only comes once a year. Since it only comes once a year, he cannot learn out in Savora, Mincha Saita, from this other Menachis. Therefore, Reb Shimon held he had to have a posik for Mincha Saimer. The Rashi says, the other ones are Mitzuyin means Afilu, Meyapom, Meshach, it happens 100 times a year. In Nira Dover, it happened in Mincha Saita, Mincha Saita. Mashenk, Mincha Saimer is only once a year. And the Mora says, though, Reb Yehuda says, no, Adrab, just the opposite. Ho Mitzuyin Tvei. This is more Mitzuyin. Rashi says, the Bechol Shoni, at least it happens for sure, once a year in Mincha Saimer. But Hanach, these others, these Mincha Sachoita, or Mincha Saita, Zimnud Loi Meshkachas Laklal, a year or two or three or 5 years could pass by. Maybe you won't have a Mincha Saita at all. So therefore, that's the Machoikas Reb Yudin Reb Shimon, if you can learn out from that Svara, that the Mincha Saita needs Hagosha, that's Reb Yudin Svara, Reb Shimon knows, no, we need a Pasuk. I do not know in that Svara, I need a Pasuk to teach me that even the Mincha Saita also has Hagosha. Now the Gemara asks, Oyeinu, maybe it's not this way. Oyeinu means, Oyeinu, maybe not this way, but rather. Oyeinu, maybe I should say, Veheveso, the Pasuk says Veheveso, Ela sheyochid misnadev umevi mincha, acheres chutz mi'eino, shebinyin. So Rashi says, we must ask the question now, maybe this Pasuk of Veheveso is not coming not to teach us a mincha soito, it's not coming to teach us a mincha soimer, but rather, the Lord comes to tell us, "On the Rabbi, she yochid misnadev mincha acheres, sheim a minyan elu hay menachas some of a pasha." In the pasha of Vayikra, it says five types of menachas. It says a solus, umachavas, umacheshes, umafer. She yesh poshtam. It has two types: the chalas and the rekikin. So true. V'chol hanachitimim. All these have to be from wheat, like it says solus for solus chitim. Or crossly, maybe now the pasuk of Vayikra is coming to teach us. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is telling us. That a Yochid could bring a Minchas Nedova made from barley. Umaybi min aserim chayva min chaseima. They just like there's a chayva to bring a min chaseima from Bali. Maybe the chiddush here also is that a yochid could bring in a dover from Bali. But maybe not to teach us that min chaseita min chaseima needs agosha. Maybe it's for different parts of different shot altogether. That's the Gemara now. Oyein, maybe not this way. Oyein, the Avesa, maybe the reason why the Pesach says the word of Avesa, El only to teach us, She Yochid Misnadev Omevi Mincho Acheres. Chutz Mi'elu Shebinyin, that he could bring another type of a Mincho, meaning coming from Bali. And really the dinner was as far this way. The Tzibur Mevi Mincho Menachitim Chayva. A Tzibur has a Chiv to bring a Minchas Menachitim and Meshpeh Halechem. Or maybe Mincha Menaserim Chayva. They have a Chiv to bring a Minchas Omer, which comes from Serim, from Bali. If so, Af Yochid, the same thing by Yochid also, Shemevim Minchas Menachitim Nedova. Just like the regular Minchas Nedova, it's from Chitim. Yeah, so maybe in Sfar I should have said, Yovoy Mincha Menaserim Nedova, who did a Minchas Aserim could also be made from Nedova. Maybe that's what the Pesach is coming to teach us. Not to teach us a mitzvah Nagosha, but the Chal, that there's such a Minchas Nedova of Serim. On this time, the Pesach says, Eila, means Eila, Eila, Eila. No, you only have these five types of anachis. Nothing else. You can't have taka mitzvah nedava of serim. So Mar says, no, maybe that's not the pshat on the word Eila. Oy, Einoy, Oymer, Eila. Maybe no, maybe the Pesach only says the word Eila, Eila, lo, Oymer. If somebody says like this, Haray alai mincha shemaybi chamishton. So if a person says Haray alai mincha, he has to, I would have thought to say, if somebody says Haray alai mincha stam, maybe it means to say you have to bring all five menachis. Tam lema, this the positive teacher says, no, me'ela. That means rotza achas maybe, rotza chamishta maybe. Maybe that's the tradition of the word me'ela. Just to teach us, when you say mincha stam, it's up to you now to lefarish devarach to say what you mean. If you want, you can bring only one of the five, any one you want. Or if you want, you can bring all five. Maybe that's what the word Eilu is. But not to come to teach us that there's not another type of an adava of a serim. Since it says the word, so you can't say the word Eila means you have to bring all five, but it says the word Me'ela. So therefore, since it says the word Me'ela, a body can do whichever way you want. So therefore, the word Eila has not come to mind we have to have all five. Rather, the word Eila has come to teach us that you only have these type of menachis and not a mincha serim. Therefore, we have no posa to marba mincha serim. Therefore, we leave it to the Vesa to marba, like we said before, either the mincha serim or the mincha seita. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, when the Pesach says, Es HaMincho is L'Rabbis Shar Menachos, that all the Menachos also have the mitzvahs of Agosha, Kegoyin like, Minchas Nochrim, Minchas Noshim L'Agosha, that if a Goy brings a Mincho, and Isha brings a Mincho, they need Agosha. Now Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Marba, Av Shtei HaLechem Lechem Aponim, maybe they also need Agosha. Talmud, when this the Pesach says, no, Me'ela, says the word Me'ela, not all of them. The lechem upon him and shtei lechem does not have the mitzvah of agosha. So Marius, how do you know to say this? Omar Royus, what's the svara? How do you know to say like this? What do you see to say like this? That Merab or Shar Menachos, that all the Menachos need agosha. Holoitzi shtei lechem does not need. The lechem upon him. So Gemara says yes. Mar bani Amar b'Shar Menachos sheyesh mem liyishim. There are parts of it that are burnt. So therefore, the svara needs agosha towards the mizbeach, since part of it is on the mizbeach. Umoitzi ani shtei lechem hashenik, and I'll take out shtei lechem, lechem upon him, shame mem lichem, no part of it is burnt. So therefore, it's a svara that shtei lechem and lechem upon him does not need agosha. V'aloi frat gemor minchas nesochim, kul lichem. Svara says in a svara, v'aloi minchas nesochim, which is kul lichem, those things is burnt, if so, Yochai would have thought to say, Yea, to Nagosh, like for sure, should have to have Nagosh also, since the whole thing is burnt. It's like an oila. So the mincha that comes with the korban oila, the whole thing is burnt. So for sure, it needs a mitzvah Nagosh. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says, no, the griva. Talmud the griva, that's a mitzvah to say, no, it does not need Nagosh. I, for a fikto, we use already the ikriv ready for something else. Rashi right. Says, the rabbi is mincha seita. We already use it for drosha to marba and mincha seita. So Marin says, V'ikriva, Adrab, it's next for Loshen, it says, Vik Rivo. Samora says, Mastil, Umarois, how do we know to say, Lurabi Shamanochis, Uloitzi Minchat Nesachim? How do we know to say, it's a Niyatir to say that Minchat Nesachim does not need, or does not need, Hagosha?